I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Firearm injuries continue to plague our country, with children and young adults being most impacted by this violence. Dr. Ashley Hink is here to talk about efforts to reduce individual and community risks of violence and to promote recovery for victims and families. Dr. Hink is a trauma, burn, and critical care surgeon, and she is the director of the MUSC Turning the Tide Violence Intervention Program. Dr. Hink, bring us up to date about gun violence injuries and deaths in South Carolina.
Yes, thank you for having me. So unfortunately, we've seen significant increases in firearm-related assaults and homicide really over the last decade. Unfortunately, South Carolina has the fifth highest homicide rate in the United States, and almost 90% of those are committed with firearms. And what that means is for every individual that dies from a firearm-related assault, another 4 to 5 are injured, which means there's a significant burden of non-fatal firearm injuries. In addition, Charleston saw a 100% increase last year in homicide rates, and we saw a 30% increase in firearm-related assault injuries at the MUSC Trauma Center.
Give us a brief overview of the impact to kids and young adults in particular.
Yes, unfortunately, in the United States overall and in the state of South Carolina, firearm injuries are now the leading cause of death for children and teenagers. Most of these are actually due to assaults, which is different from adults, where the bulk of them are due to suicide. And what we know is this, that children and teenagers that are exposed to community and gun violence are really harmed as well. So it's not just those that experience injury, but being around violence and having other risk factors in their communities and homes are detrimental to their outcomes, increasing their risk of poor health outcomes and actually being victims and perpetrators of violence in the future.
Tell us about the Turning the Tide Violence Intervention Program there.
This is a hospital-based violence intervention program and is actually the first in the state of South Carolina. We provide immediate services to victims of community and interpersonal violence that present with mostly firearm injuries. These are for children and teenagers all the way up to the age of 30 that experience these injuries. But importantly, they follow them through their stay and weeks and months after discharge to make sure that they're getting the resources and the services that they need to address risks and to make sure that their individual goals are being met, whether it's getting a job, finishing school, getting mental health services, and whatever else that we identify that they need. We have staff that provide mentorship, support, counseling, and identify what might have put someone at risk with the ultimate goal of not experiencing violence again, not perpetrating violence, and ultimately improving their recovery after injury.
Are other hospitals in the U.S. doing this same type of intervention program?
Other trauma centers throughout the U.S. actually do have these programs. There's not many, but it's growing. They have been very slow to come to the Southeast. What we know is that violence intervention programs that assist patients in the hospital and in the community are demonstrated to actually reduce community violence and improve outcomes for patients.
Dr. Hink, thanks for this update on firearm violence and prevention strategies.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.